If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high-quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high-quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Cane's. It's Luke Bryan. What can I get you?
Today I'm raising funds with Raising Cane's and my buddy Todd Graves for the Brett Boyer Foundation. Great food.
And a great cause.
Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers.
And the Brett Boyer Foundation.
One love.
Damon Jewelers song of the day.
What year again,
Jeff? 1974, which was?
Better Times.
I can barely even
troll myself on. Over. I mean, it's the best Skynyrd song. So think about that just for a second.
Just put that in.
All right, it's the best Lynyrd Skynyrd song. So what are we talking about? There's no way it's under 9.5. It's the best Lynyrd Skynyrd song. Have you ever heard the live version of that? You'd love it
because
they whistle.
That,
they have that whistle early in the song. That whistle.
It sounds like.
Yeah, that is freaky.
100% walk-up music.
Oh,
100%.
God. It's like the driving, best. Yeah, it's like the best night of your life walk-up music.
Yes. It would be. The Breeze.
You got to rate it first today, Sip.
Okay. It's close to a 10. I'd go 9.995.
Whoa.
I mean, it's the best Skynyrd song, and it's a freaky song.
96664. 96664.
Very, very high scores today.
Incredible
for
like
Skynyrd.
That. Ellie's going to be, I think, going to like it. I think she's going to be a 7.9. Dad's going to be an 8.6.
Whoa. Almost
7.8.
At least a 7.8. Derek 8.8. You were almost dead on.
Jake roped one.
Yeah, he did. You talk about it. Talk about a liner to the fence.
Got the barrel out.
Got the barrel out over this one.
You can't go wrong with Skynyrd really ever, can you?
Well, not really.
Maybe a couple misses.
There's a couple misses.
A couple.
But this one, no. No.
I mean, I don't know if you could go, like, if you took their top 15 songs, none of them are under a 7. Mm. You might get to a 7. That's crazy good. That's a crazy good song. Crazy good song live, too. Wow.
Let's get some ratings. And off the bat, the man who's brought us donuts right now from Hertz Donuts, Sean and DeWitt. Thank you, by the way, Sean, for bringing us some bacon maple long johns today. 8.5. And thank you for the donuts, Sean.
God,
I appreciate
Sean, that. He brought maple bacon.
Yes.
It's like a breakfast in a donut.
Yes.
It's really good. I ate half of it. Yeah. I'm feeling the effects. Thank you.
Bill and Bennett, 9.75. Guilt Nerd, 7.1. Vernon Dakin, 7.7. Sandmaster and Casey, 8.5. Craig, 2.
Craig.
He's got a bad day. He's got bad Tuesday.
It's okay. It's all right.
Chet.
It is Wednesday, though.
Chet in Nebraska City, 10.
Bad Tuesday would happen yesterday. We're not sure.
It's true.
My bad. It's Wednesday.
Triple H's dad, 9. Mike and Dalton, 9. Ryan in California, 8.4. Who Club is Bert. 5.
That's my favorite part of the show.
Not bad, Bert.
You have to be here every day.
Bert, have you texted my sister at 402-360-0764? 402-360-0764 to get the shipment of T-shirts to Columbus.
Bert almost deserves a shirt.
Yes, he does.
He does. He's loyal. Been here for
and
a
that
long time.
Part of the show is my favorite part of the show.
Farley right there.
It is. Every day.
Farley gave it as 8.5.
Farley's down.
Farley did a walk-by.
Yeah, he's back. He's
goat
back.
To rate the song at 8.5.
He's got a goat shirt on.
He can wear that.
Yeah, he can. He can do that.
Corey in Lincoln, a 6. Tortuga in Lincoln, 9.1.
The turtle.
The turtle.
He moves like a tortuga.
Jennifer, 8.2. Hobby, 6.5. Kiffin in Columbus, 8.1.
Money.
Eric in Hickman, 9. Kurt in Northern Kentucky, 8.9.
Wait a second. Don't we got forget. Northern Kentucky in the house?
We do. Yes.
Northern and Southern.
We do. Yes. All the parts of Kentucky. Chris P. on YouTube, 6.2. Troy, 7.8. Robert, 9.5. Bolton, 9.6.
What is that supposed to mean?
Not sure.
We're all over
Northern
Kentucky.
Northern Kentucky or basically in Cincinnati.
We're all over Kentucky.
Yes.
We're all over Kentucky.
We are.
That's amazing.
Kentucky, text in for your T-shirt.
I want to be all over Kentucky.
Is there more than Kurt that we know of in Kentucky?
Kurt, spread the word.
Spread the word in Kentucky.
Tell your friends.
And also, real quick, is there still smoking? Because the last time I was there in Northern Kentucky, I was like in a restaurant. I was like taken back. No, they're still smoking here. We smoke here.
We need to be in Kentucky
for smoking cigarettes.
It is time, without further ado, for
the bag,
the mailbag here. We go. The mailbag is always sponsored by our friends at Applied Connected Technologies. The three words you don't want to hear in IT are what, Bill?
I've been hacked.
Yes, and they won't happen if you call Applied Connected Technologies, based out of Albion, but also statewide, 93 counties of 93, all of them in Nebraska they cover.
Jake, the expansion team that has hit Norfolk, they have sent a special units team to Norfolk.
Is that right?
A special unit team has been sent to Norfolk. They're now live in Norfolk, and they're just crushing. They're going to team up with young Ben up in Norfolk. And they'll team up with young Ben, yes.
Really?
Yes, to fight cybercrime. Yes.
So Ben
will be involved.
Has been enlisted.
Yes, he will be enlisted in this. So young Ben will be involved. But the special units got sent to Norfolk a while back, and they have opened up, and they are they're wrecking shop up there.
Wow.
They are securing that part of the state.
And they're,
so, Norfolk, thank you.
They're whipping up there in black trucks like that one you got.
Yeah.
That's a black beauty.
Yes, it is.
Free consultation at AppliedConnected.com. Sanderson starts things off. He says, for the mailbag, do any of you guys eat cereal as a side dish like I do? Example, last night I grilled a few hot dogs for dinner.
No.
So I had a bowl of Rice Chex and two hot dogs.
No,
I've done it my
no.
whole life, says Sanderson. Is that never, odd or not?
No.
That's a hard
That's a hard no. Absolutely not.
Sandy.
Do I have cereal for a meal? I'll have cereal for a meal.
All of a sudden, wait a second. Landman. Yeah. Landman does that, too.
Does he? Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he told his ex. Yeah. His ex was giving him hell about it. You eat cereal for dinner.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
Do you do that?
That absolutely. That, true story. I told her, I said, I'm having frosted shredded mini wheats for dinner. She goes, I have no idea why that would interest me. She said, she looked right at me and goes, I have no idea why that would interest me. But I let her know.
I need to talk to Laura.
I had frosted shredded mini wheats for dinner.
For dinner. Absolutely. No, don't do that. Oh, only do it in a pinch.
I'm fine with it.
Jake, do you ever eat it for like lunch or dinner?
No, I haven't had cereal for a meal for a long time.
But for a side dish.
No.
A side dish, though, is a hot.
That's 100% no.
Let me get some hot dogs the side of Chex.
No.
If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
That's what he said.
We love you.
Yeah, we love you, but that's no. Odd.
And Sandy, I love your NBA. He loves the NBA, so we have that. We text. But no, I'm not eating. No.
Michael in Hawaii says, Aloha, the only Krispy Kreme in Hawaii is on Maui. And during a recent trip from Maui back to Oahu, we were surprised at how many people had boxes of Krispy Kreme as their carry-on items. A two-part question. Number one, what's the most unique carry-on item you've seen on an airplane? And part two, what's the food item that's so good that you would pack as your carry-on if you couldn't get it in Lincoln?
Brought a pineapple back two pineapples back from Hawaii as gifts. That was is
that's that, good. Yeah, good answer.
They worked. It worked. You could do it in a box. You got to put them in a box.
Myself and Urban Meyer each brought back a case of tuna from American Samoa, and it's
tuna's really
Wahoo
good.
Tuna. It's called Wahoo tuna. It's a sport. It's a sport tuna that you cannot sell, but if you catch it, you can package it, and it is a delicacy on the island. And they would always let you. That I would ask for it. And when I brought it home, it was always in oil too. The Wahoo tuna. I'd tell all my family, anything in my house is fair game. Don't touch the tuna. It was in. It's in like a teal can. And so myself. So that was what I always brought back. And I went over there about 20 times.
So you brought back what? And is it good?
Yes, good. It's a case of tuna. A case of tuna would come back.
Case of tuna.
Case of tuna would be my most unique.
Jake,
I was on a flight years ago to Florida, and it was not my. I was not with the bachelor party, but obviously a group of bachelors going on for a party, and there was a provocative balloon brought on the plane.
Okay, this is interesting.
Provocative. Okay. I will not go into detail more than that.
No, you probably don't need to.
The fact that it was brought on the plane, I thought it was interesting. People talked about it on the plane. It bothered some people.
It did. The kids.
Caused a stir on the plane.
If you had kids,
yeah.
It caused a stir. You were how old?
I was probably 25, maybe.
You were part of the group?
No, I was not. I was not in that group. No, I was flying there, but not with that group. Okay. But it was interesting. Provocative balloon.
So Michael's question was again, what?
The oddest carry-on you have seen on a flight, and also what's the best food you would bring with you that deserves to be a carry-on?
Oddest carry-on? I'm not sure what.
What I've seen. I haven't seen anything that odd.
I always enjoy. I've seen this several times. Someone that just brings their guitar.
Yeah.
I love when someone just brings their guitar.
Or their clubs. Their clubs freak me out a little.
You can't bring that on an actual.
I've never seen clubs on it.
Golf clubs cannot go on the actual. It goes in the carry or the below.
But I've seen a lot of guitars, and that's always interests me.
Dogs.
Thank
you.
John is next. He says, "Good morning. This might sound like a simple story, but it isn't. On one of the most recent warm days, a house fly somehow got into my house. I didn't notice it until the evening when it started buzzing around me. I found my fly swatter, and the fly disappeared. The next morning, it was buzzing around me again until I got the fly swatter. I still haven't dispatched it. Do you have any ideas about where I could look to find its hiding place or how to finally get rid of this fly?"
Good question. I have no idea.
Where's the fly hiding at?
Yeah, I have no idea.
He thought he killed it, but he did.
I would go with, like I said, anytime you had nice weather right now. We had sliding glass door open last night. There was no bugs in and out, but so you might be able to leave some windows open or door open that it might take itself out of the
mix. Oh, good idea.
Take itself out. Yes, yeah, exactly. So instead of you having to do it.
That's not a bad idea.
That'd be it. That's the only thing you think of.
I would invest in one of those zapper swatters that are like when you hit it, the thing literally zaps. Yes. Like, Margaret has one, and they're fun.
Put in the old school one in your kitchen, the one that you plugged in. That would be awesome. Electrocute it. That would be great.
I was laughing because I see somebody's response to Sanderson's eating cereal as a side dish. It says, hot dogs and cereal sounds like war rations.
It does.
It does. It really does.
Hot dogs and cereal.
Somebody, brought a fish back from the market in Seattle once on a plane.
Okay.
On a plane? Fish.
So tuna for
what kind
for
of
Bill?
Fish would that be?
I don't know. That could be. The tuna obviously didn't have any smell. It was well canned. So it was nice. But
tuna's really good.
It was grim. All I remember telling Coach Meyer, Urban Meyer, so just take the tuna. Take the tuna. It's a great gift. If you don't want it, I'll take it. Carry it on.
We have one more, and this is more of a comment than it is a question. This is from Kelly, longtime breaker.
Says, Kelly?
Good morning, Stool. A lot of good laughs in the show today already. I just spit out my water on the way home listening to the podcast when Bill said some kid at Cal brought the, I thought this was a protest sign.
That was good.
He says, I want you to know that's the funniest story or the hardest I've ever laughed in the history of the show. The other time was when the bathroom got destroyed at the old office. Keep up the great work, guys. Yes, Bill, Sip, pre-Bill, came in during a break and said, I think somebody's been in the bathroom. I said, what are you talking about? Something, he said, it might have been an animal.
Small animal had been in the bathroom.
It wasn't an animal, though. There was somebody that did shower in there.
That bathroom was incredible. That was a scary. When finally you go, I got to go. It was like, but you would think about it for a long time.
You didn't want to go.
It was like, you didn't even want to even, it was just, He'd be like, no, I'm
overused.
Not doing it. Yeah, not.
That's why Jake walked
to Target.
I went to Target.
He walked across 48th Street.
When you choose Target, as your optimum bathroom situation, that tells you the other bathroom.
It's not a good sign for your
problem.
One you have there.
It's a problem. You'd walk over there.
I did. Yeah. Yes. I'm not ashamed to admit that
across
I did.
Across to 48th Street.
And otherwise, I'd just drive to the mall. Otherwise.
You drive
to the mall.
I drove to the mall.
This is getting
this
better.
This is dead serious. I'm not for years. For years.
Drive to, where's JK? He's driving to the mall to use the restroom.
You have issues.
Well, that's
that
obvious.
Qualifies as issues.
It does.
That is the mailbag sponsored
by. You never
by.
Told me that. God. To the Gateway Mall?
The Gateway Mall.
You have
right,
issues.
Right through the food court.
That's right.
Jake through the food court.
Jake's at the mall
getting
again.
Getting a slice of pizza and going to the bathroom.
The secrets are out.
Farley.
Now.
Farley.
Jake.
That
Jake.
Is the mailbag sponsored by Applied Connective Technologies.
Norfolk.
Hour 2 is next. Is this a good year or a bad year for your quarterback talent in the Big Ten? That's next on Early Break on the Ticket.
If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.